Welcome to the Showbiz Connoisseur Podcast, where we indulge in our passion for lights, cameras, action. The long hiatus is finally over. Due to a lack in safety measures and studio reluctance to release completed motion pictures, prohibited from streaming, we the fans are left to our lesser and inhibited tendencies of yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is of speculation and hate. The endless bickering is reminiscent to an episode of Dr. Phil. The coming of the DC fandom couldn't have arrived at a better time. Watching the various YouTubers, I couldn't wait for the subject matter to change. The drought of movies and trailers left a stain on the industry, which has, in relief, exhaled. Yesterday, we got a glimpse of the highly anticipated Snyder Cut project. It begins with a chord of David pleasing the Lord in a melodic tune, depicted with a breathtaking and tumultuous axe-wielding Darkseid, swinging his axe to reveal the vision Zack Snyder and we have all been waiting for. Within a barren and apocalyptic wasteland, under a crumbling concrete sandstone arch engraved with the words Justice League, the screen goes to black, as a new AT&T Warner Max logo appears encompassed within the legendary classic Warner Brothers logo of yesteryear. We see an ancient ruin of Hellenic origin appear, and a young woman clad in the most succulent white fabrics enter the temple to discover a spear smoldering, trapped within the marble tiled floor. A red cowl flutters on a virtual monitor, a hologram of sorts, to reveal a Bruce Wayne in contemplation. Waves crash a misty dock as the lumbering tattoo-filled, long, curly-haired behemoth, liquor bottle in hand, rips off what's left of his shirt as the song in the background enters its first chorus, Hallelujah. We are fast-forwarded to a football player leaping over an attacking defender. Snowflakes devour the field as the spectators in the stands erupt with the fervor of fanaticism. In a dark tunnel, the black suit of the Man of Steel makes its first official appearance. Wonder Woman takes a knee to introduce herself to a young girl in comfort. An automobile takes flight, bent on destruction. We see the Flash save a woman at the nick of time. With a look of admiration and desire, the young woman telepathically gives him her gratitude. Cyborg pounds on the soil of a grave as lightning illuminates a towering Dark Knight nestled atop the statue of the Grim Reaper. Lois Lane opens her home to a motherly Martha Kent. Aquaman disappears into the flood of waterfalls in Atlantis. Steppenwolf appears as a button on a remote is activated, blasting a blue laser into a pearl-black cube. Cyborg pleads to his father, who explodes in a flurry of molecular particles. Diana's mother apprehends the sight of our antagonist, a spike-filled monstrosity in all 10 feet of the god Steppenwolf himself. A battle of epic proportion ensues. Our heroes stand in file, ready to board a transport as the Snyder Cut logo envelops the screen. Franklin, The Flash, says this guy has fought hundreds of thousands of super beings and God knows how many he's won. Then Bruce Wayne exclaims, I don't care how many demons he's fought and how many hells. He's never fought us, not united. Sing hallelujah. The Snyder Cut is on its way. 2021. This is the Showbiz Connoisseur. Thank you for tuning in this week. I appreciate it. Till next time. See you. Bye.